few moments to just breathe. Notice where you are in this moment, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Breathe and notice, connecting to your inner self with kindness, curiosity, and compassion. You, just as you are welcome here. You are held by love, right where you are. Matthew 9:14-17. Some followers of John the Baptist came and asked Jesus, "Why do we and the Pharisees often go without eating, while your disciples never do?" Jesus answered, "The friends of a bridegroom aren't sad while he is still with them, but the time will come when he will be taken from them. Then they will go without eating. No one uses a new piece of cloth to patch old clothes. The patch would shrink and tear a bigger hole. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. The wine would swell and burst the old skins. Then the wine would be lost, and the skins would be ruined. New wine must be put into new wineskins. Both the skins and the wine will then be safe." What feelings or thoughts does this passage stir within you? Extend yourself kindness and grace for whatever thoughts and feelings arise. Breathe, staying connected to yourself and to love. Love is here, now. Mark 2:18-22. The followers of John the Baptist and the Pharisees often went without eating. Some people came and asked Jesus, "Why do the followers of John and those of the Pharisees often go without eating, while your disciples never do?" Jesus answered, "The friends of a bridegroom don't go without eating while he is still with them, but the time will come when he will be taken from them. Then they will go without eating. No one patches old clothes by sewing on a piece of new cloth. The new piece would shrink and tear a bigger hole. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. The wine would swell and burst the old skins. Then the wine would be lost and the skins would be ruined. New wine must be put into new wineskins." Can you imagine yourself in this scene, listening to the words of Jesus? What do you think Jesus means when he says new wine must be put only into new wineskins? Luke 5:33-39. Some people said to Jesus, "John's followers often pray and go without eating, and so do the followers of the Pharisees. But your disciples never go without eating or drinking." Jesus told them, "The friends of a bridegroom don't go without eating while he is still with them, but the time will come when he will be taken from them. Then they will go without eating." Jesus then told them these sayings, "No one uses a new piece of cloth to patch old clothes. The patch would shrink and make the hole even bigger. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. The new wine would swell and burst the old skins. Then the wine would be lost, and the skins would be ruined. New wine must be put only into new wineskins. No one wants new wine after drinking old wine. They say the old wine is better. Are there any areas in your own life where you are trying to pour new wine into old wineskins? Are there any words, phrases, or thoughts that you'd like to carry with you throughout your day? Where do you sense love in this passage? May these words from the monks of Glenstill Abbey remind you, wherever love is true, God is there. God is present here, now. The God who is love. Present, living, dwelling around and in you.